Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with Behind Closed Doors with Allie and
Adrian
and
Haley.
Oh.
And this is our part two to falling in love with your best friend. And this one is going to be a little bit more about the healing journey and getting all into the nitty gritty of that stuff. Let's get into it.
It just, the one thing that I can say is healing takes time and time heals all. And I know when someone says that to you, it fucking sucks because you don't want to hear that because you want to hit the fast forward button so fucking bad where you're just like, when is this going to stop hurting? When is this person going to stop having such an effect on me? But the time comes because I can promise you that I am in a total different headspace than I was, over a year ago when this happened. And I was in a huge different headspace months after it happened. And it's crazy to look back and be like, holy crap. Like, yeah, that hurt like a bitch, but now look at me and look how strong I am. Look how far I've come and look how much I've learned from the people around me. I've experienced so many different things because I closed that door and I allowed myself to. I went on my first official date, guys. I went on my first official date.
Did he ever officially ask you on a date before?
It was always like, oh.
You just go to dinner, right?
Yeah, like he took me on Valentine's Day dates.
But he would never say, I'm going to take you on a date.
You know, it was never like, can I take you out for dinner? Like, it was never like, can
I
take
you out for a date?
No, you
have to say the word date for it to be a date.
Yeah, it was never really that. But I went on my first official date with someone new. And it was in the beginning of this school year. And Allie also made a TikTok about that. And she did my makeup and my hair.
There's a trend. I make a TikTok and write a blog post about everything. So
yeah. But it's okay because it also, keeps track of our lives.
We love it.
And it was the most fun experience ever. And I'm happy that I got to do it because I allowed myself to let go of that person. And I will not say that I don't love him anymore. I still love him. I think I always will love him. Like a little part of my heart will always love him and I care for him. But I'm allowing myself to open my heart to someone else that shows me that they deserve it and that someone shows me that I am their priority and I'm allowed to be loved the way I want to be loved.
I so agree. And I think that the way I kind of describe of the love you still have for the person is I think of it as this love as like this ball of energy, like this red energy. Mm-hmm. And I just think it morphs and changes. It could get really big and the color could get really deep red and swarm your whole body. But then it could also kind of get smaller and it still has a purpose and it still holds in your body, but in a different spot. Like in my head, it's like in a little corner spot in my heart. And I always said to Haley and Adriana, like our biggest thing is I say, this is how we test ourselves. I'm always like, if they came begging to you right now on their knees for you back, would you want them? Our responses vary based on how down we're feeling about them. But the way I'm in my life is if he were to come and beg on his knees, being like, I have always loved you and blah, 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 or whatever. Obviously, that's probably would never happen. But just
hypothetical.
Hypothetical, because the hypotheticals help because then he kind of tests you like, oh, what would I do if that happened? And I wouldn't want him. I wouldn't want him.
Yeah. And I think that's the conclusion that we all three of us have really come to because we have experienced with the two of these girls, I've experienced love that I deserve. And like, we're only friends. So I'm like, okay, if I can experience that with these two goons, I can experience that with a guy times 10.
Yeah, I'm like, if my best friends could treat me this well, imagine add some sex into it.
With a man, not us.
No, with us.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, my room tonight.
But yeah, and also I think it's crazy to be able to look back on like, the fact that I'm able to give advice to people that are going through this and
talk about this on a podcast, yeah.
Don't get me wrong,
this is amazing, dude.
Yeah, this is nerve wracking. Don't get me wrong. Bringing this up brings up very not fun emotions and like past things. But also, I've caught myself smiling almost this whole podcast because I think I've just, I don't know. I think I've just sat here and I've been like, wow.
You got yourself out of the rut that you were in today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, this is like live proof. Talking about it helps.
Yeah, it totally. No, 100%.
Journaling about it too. I journal my life away about this.
Absolutely. You can sound like a broken fucking record all you want because it helps so much. And you might even get annoyed with yourself talking about it that much, but it's like to get it out of your head just helps so much more because I'm able to, like, there used to be days where he was on my mind from morning till night.
Oh, yeah.
Morning till night. And now I catch myself, I don't think about him.
Yeah.
When he does pop in my head, I'm like, ah, what are you doing here? And I'm like, not even a bad thing. It's just like these random little things will pop in. And I just telling them earlier, like, last night he happened to pop into my brain. And I was like, ah, oh God, what are you doing here? And then out of dream. And I was like, oh God, no. And it put me into a little bit of like a, what the fuck? Like, why am I thinking of this again? And like, why is he back into my head? And I'm not saying that you will never think of them again and you'll never feel the hurt again. It just hurts less. You think of them less. And you kind of just slowly begin to be like, all right, what's next in my life? And like, who's next in my life?
What other doors can
be opened?
Be opened, yeah.
Exactly. And it's just, it's crazy. And I won't lie, like, this, the today was a very big day of being like, I don't know what it was.
You haven't had a rut about him in a long time.
I haven't. I really have not. I've been very good. I've been very, you know, not thinking about it. But this morning, Adrian and I were sitting at the kitchen table, and it was a, I just was like, oh, my Snapchat memory too. He was on that. It was just one thing after the next, and it was just him. And I was like, okay.
Pictures and memories are really tough.
Absolutely. But this morning, I just said to Adrian, I miss my best friend aspect coming from him. Because the video that I have of him is just us being like the goofiest of us. Just like that's what our relationship was just being two goofballs. And that's what I miss the most about it, I think, sometimes. Some days, like today was one of those days where I was like, damn. Like I want to be able to call him and just be like, just fuck around and like do what we used to do. But that's not the case anymore, because I even said this to myself and I was like, I cannot be a friend to him like I used to be. Like
it just wouldn't work.
It wouldn't, because the feelings would come back up no matter how hard I tried and no matter how bad he hurt me. The feelings would still come back up.
If you got that close to him again, yeah.
Absolutely. Because you can try so hard to push those feelings down. You can try so hard to be like, no, I would never catch those feelings for him again. Like I catch myself being like, I don't even like see him in that light anymore, which I really don't. I don't think of him like, oh my God, like he is everything. I don't think of him like that anymore. But I was saying to myself today, I was like, you can't have that friendship back, because it would just open up that door again.
And it destroyed you, you know?
Yeah. And I physically and emotionally, mentally, everything could not go through that again. Especially with the same person. That would literally put me into a spiral and then just, oh God, that would just not end well.
My way of also like finding a boyfriend is a friends to lovers type of thing.
Yeah.
Like I have to be friends with them first and get to know them in that comfortable like aspect before I want to date them. So I have that fear of like, what if this were to happen again and I like someone and they don't like me back and then I'm just their best friend and I'm stuck again. But I kind of have to let go of that fear. But that's how I like to do it. I like to be friends with them first and then
I think that's
turn it into something.
Yeah. And I think that's what fucked me up so hard with this one, is because we were friends at first.
Yeah. It gets messy. Like that's like the love trope you want. Yep. But then it does get messy if the person is, you know, a fucking man child or emotionally unavailable, emotionally immature, or just not meant for you actually in the end.
Yeah. I definitely have, and it's not just from him, it's from family shit too. But I also have trust issues now, because it's like, you know, someone that I gave my full heart to and gave him whatever he needed at any time. I dropped whatever like I was doing to help him, and that just basically got stomped on. So now when I see myself with someone else, I'm someone that needs now so much reassurance, and you know, it's just,
and that's okay,
and I have to continue to work on that with myself. Yeah. Because it's frustrating that someone did that kind of and made me think that I deserved it in some ways, but
now you have to take responsibility for it, you know.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, he like enhanced all these trust issues in me and abandonment issues or whatever it is. But now I have to take responsibility for that. Like, okay, what am I going to do about that?
Yeah.
Now when I get into a relationship, I need to look out for this, this, and this. When I feel this way, it means this.
Yeah.
This is where it's coming from, and this is how I have to deal with it.
Yeah, and that's basically what I started doing if I had felt that with the guy that I went on a date with a few times. But we were only, you know, thing for, what, a month?
Yeah.
But that was that's a whole different story. Yeah. It was fun experiencing someone new, though.
Yeah.
So It's fun to get back out there. When you're ready, do not push yourself.
Don't. And also, don't hook up. My thing was, I just, when you're going through heartbreak, don't try to go fill some voids by hooking up with people. I personally don't. No. It does not help.
Don't do it. It
makes you feel more empty and miss them more.
Don't do it to fill a void. If you would like to go, you know, experience other people.
And, I'm not saying don't kiss the cute boy, but don't kiss the cute boy.
But if you want to experience, you know, some fun and you're not trying to fill a void and it's not coming from I want to feel something type of thing, then, you know, go for it. But if you're trying to fill some type of feeling and you want someone to make you feel that way, no random guy from fucking Tinder or Bumble is going to make you feel that way. I can pinky promise you that one.
Yeah. Also, briefly, just want to touch on this. I also feel so much less lonely now. I don't remember the last time I felt lonely.
Yeah.
I just have been rocking. I know. I don't feel lonely. I feel really good. I feel independent. Yeah. I'm happy to be single. And I think that when the right person comes along, they come along.
Yeah.
And they will be able to add value to my life and not take away things.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a big indicator. You want somebody to lift you up and not drain you. Yeah. You want someone to add to your life, not take away things. So I don't know. I'm enjoying being single. Obviously, I would love to be in a relationship, but I love also being single.
Yeah.
And I think, and I don't, I'm not one way or the other. It's more just if I find someone and they're compatible and they like me back and I'm friends with them and I feel comfortable with them, then
you see
take,
where it goes.
Then take me on a motherfucking date. Let's go.
Take my ass out. Fine dine me.
Take me. Wine and dine me.
Wine and dine.
Wine and dine me.
Yeah. Give Make me, sure the wine's there. She's a big wine connoisseur.
Give me the white wine. Get me going. It's give a me, date.
I prefer rosé.
Listen. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's crazy to
and then we could do a little. No. I don't move that fast.
She's a child of God. She's a child of God.
Who said that? I don't move that fast.
I don't know who said that. I don't know what was that.
I'm a virgin.
Virgin Mary over here.
Virgin Mary over here.
That'd be something I would do. I'm just kidding.
She's not kidding. She's not kidding. Haley ready to go fuck.
Hey, watch it.
No, but
maybe. But I think it's just crazy how. Just the other day, I was guys, I'm okay being single.
I like it. But I also think I'd be fine in a relationship because I have that secure love and I'm ready. But
see, I don't think I'm like ready. Both. Not that I don't think I'm ready. I think I would easily be able to go into a relationship.
She needs a therapist first.
Hey, we're working on it.
She needs her therapist and then she could get one.
Yeah, something
And then I also need to get a guy I know before I start having sex, so. Let me get my pap smear first. I'm 21.
She gotta get her shit checked out.
I'm 21.
But I just think it's crazy how I say that out loud and at one point I was oh my God, I'm never gonna find someone. And now I'm bruh, I'm not worried about it right now.
I'm not worried at all anymore.
I'm just living life. I'm
living off of this healed high.
I'm not worried about anyone's problems but my own.
I'm not worried about him. I'm not heartbroken.
And Mount Everest. I'm just living life and I'm living a fun life. I'm not letting anyone tie me down. I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying my college life.
I agree.
But hey, but I'm not being gross. Yeah. All right. That sounds like
she's
I'm being a whore.
A total tramp.
I am not being a whore.
I had to take the hinges off her door the other day.
Yeah, but no, I enjoy being single, and I even said that to my, I guess you could call them coworkers that I student teach at, because I'm very close with them. They were just talking about problems with their significant others, and I look at them and I go, God, I am so happy I'm single and I don't have to deal with this. And he looks at me, he goes, you're lying, everyone doesn't like to be single, blah blah blah. And I was like, no, I'm not lying. Genuinely, I can confidently say I'm okay being by myself right now.
Yeah,
I don't feel lonely. I don't feel like I owe anything to anyone. I am just living my 20s as I should.
I agree. I feel like it's funny because when I look around at all the couples around me, it's really cute to see love and shit. And it's like sometimes you wish you were in their position, but then you just think about remember the three of us made a list.
Reasons why we shouldn't have boyfriends.
Yeah, so we
because
made
one of us was doubting it.
Yeah, and so I always go back to that list that we made. And I'm like, I would not be able to do any of these things if I was in a relationship, let alone a lot of relationships. Not that this is a true thing, but a lot of relationships are not that fucking good. I would rather have you two. We all have amazing relationships with each other. We're all so secure with each other. Then have this one relationship that fucking beats you down till you're fucking nothing. Mm-hmm. Like I would just rather live a single life and be happy with myself and give myself the love I deserve and love that I would give somebody else. I feel like I'm more deserving of it at this current moment. Not to say that like I'm totally shutting off like a relationship that'll come through the door. Like who fucking knows? Tomorrow I might find the person that I'm gonna fucking marry. But at this time, I'm really happy just being by myself and focusing on me and worrying about myself and, you know, taking myself out on like walks, taking myself out to go get food, taking myself out to go to the gym. Like I don't need anybody else. Like I just need me and that's it. And at the end of the day, it always should be about if you're happy. Like, are you happy in this state of your life? Like you should be happy by yourself. Like the single life shouldn't be lonely. It should be full of your own love for yourself.
Yeah. And that honestly takes a little bit to realize because you're like, oh my God, I don't have someone, you know, pining for me. I don't have someone that loves me. But it's like, whoa, take a step back because your friends love you. Your parents love you.
Right.
Your siblings love you, if you have any. There are a lot of people that love you. And you just kind of need to take a step back and take yourself out of that bubble of the person that you were so in love with.
Yes.
And that's a lot. I'm not going to lie. That's a lot to take yourself out of. But when you do it and you take a step back, you're like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, I have a whole nother world outside that person. And it feels like since you're with them for so long, at least for me, since I was with him for so long, my world was him. Like,
yes,
that's who my world was. And that sounds crazy, but it's like, it's true. You do everything with them, you know, they become your everything. And he was my everything. And then when he was no longer everything and my world did not revolve around him, I was like, oh my God, what do I do? It was like everything was off balance.
Yeah.
But then I found myself and who I was without him. And I'm still an amazing person and I'm a happy person and I have my two bestest friends. Right. And I can do anything with these two.
What's crazy is that for a long time, your only validation of love is from them.
Yeah.
Your own love isn't validated for yourself. No one else's love is validated for yourself. Like, all you fucking want is their love. And it's fucking crazy.
It is.
To realize that all the love that you ever wanted from them, you can fucking find in yourself.
Yep.
You do not need somebody else to fill any kind of fucking void for you because you can do it for yourself. If you want someone to love you so badly, love yourself. If you want somebody to hype you up, hype up yourself. If you want somebody to, I don't even know, like take you out somewhere. Like again, it's like
take yourself out.
You have the power in you to just fill yourself with so much happiness that you don't even fucking realize.
Yeah.
Like I found a lot of happiness through my depression. Like I used to be very, very depressed and I always felt like I could never, ever find happiness at all. And then these two come into my life and I'm like, wow, like they've shown me so much happiness, but it's not only from them. It's like they kind of gave me the life skills to find it within myself. Because at the end of the day, it really is like me. It's really just about me.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, also, I have people who love me around me, but it's like it hypes it up. Like, it, you know.
I also believe that, like, you see all these things where it's like self-love is the most important type of love, but it's like that's 101% the truth. If you don't know what you want yourself or you don't know how to love yourself to the fullest, then you can't really put yourself into a relationship with someone else and give them love, because you can think that you have given them love, but it's also like you're not loving yourself as much as you can. So you're not giving everything you can to this other person, which in some cases is not fair to the other person, but it's also so not fair to you.
Right.
Like, why are you keeping yourself in this relationship when it's just you aren't even loving yourself as much? And I didn't realize how much I wasn't loving myself until I was out of this like relationship. And I was like, oh, wow, I can like love myself a lot.
You staying in, or just anybody in general, staying in a toxic relationship is literally the best form of self-hatred, self-sabotage. That is the best example of it. You keep settling and you keep putting down your boundaries and you don't make them because you're like, oh, I could deal with it. I could deal with it. When the fuck are you going to wake up and be like, no, I can't deal with this. I shouldn't be dealing with this.
Right.
I deserve better.
Yeah. And coming from someone that did go through it, it is a lot harder to see it
when
you're in it. Like,
you don't see it. You literally don't.
Because you are in their bubble and it's like, oh my God. Like, no. They didn't mean to do this. They love me. It was a slip up. You know,
you give them excuses.
So many excuses. So many excuses. And, you know, it's like these two. I know Adri specifically got very, very upset when I would do certain things.
Oh, yeah.
And Allie would just be like, she's got to see it for herself. She's got to see it for herself. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that until, you know, like I've gone through it.
Until you're in it.
Yeah. And I've gone through it and I've stepped back and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I did do all that. And like, to be on the outside of that is so frustrating. Like, I've seen other relationships that I'm like, oh my God, they need to open their eyes. But it's like, they will not know until they see it themselves. Yeah. And it's just, it's wild because you want to shake them and just be like, dude, stop. Like, come on. You deserve better than this. This is ridiculous. But it just won't do anything. And if anything, it'll make the person like think badly of you for saying it. Like, I know my sisters were like, Haley, what the fuck's going on? I'd be like, no, guys, you don't understand. Like, he's different when it's me and him. And like, you know, whatever, we have a close thing. You guys don't understand. But now that I look at it, I'm like, no, they were looking out for me and they were trying their hardest. Same with Allie and Adriana. And it's just, you don't see it until you are out of it and you finally open your eyes and take off those rose-colored lenses.
So thank you, guys. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you for listening to Behind Closed Doors with Allie and Adri and
Haley. Make sure to go follow our Instagram, BCD_Allie and Adri.
And go shop Muscle Mommy merch on swoleshady.com. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. We really got into our past. And yeah, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.